Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is the solemnity of Mary, the Holy Mother of God. And from the Philippines, we have Mary Erica Bolaños. Mary Erica is a lay preacher who teaches at the Institute of Preaching in Manila. Her preaching today is entitled, Helen.
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. And the shepherds went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying which had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary kept all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they have heard and seen, as it had been told them. And at the end of 8 days, when he was circumcised, he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. The Gospel of the Lord. In my teens, I worked part-time at McDonald's. I would often enjoy having to be assigned as a closer since I get to have more pay. However, the downside is it will be difficult for me to get home since I live quite far from the branch I was assigned at. In one occasion, I had problems going home since it was a Thursday, a schedule wherein we pull out all equipment so we can scrub the floors. It was past 1 in the morning when we finished. At that time, I do not know how I will be able to go home. I had a co-worker named Helen who displayed a remarkable kindness. Helen extended an invitation to stay at her house, despite us not being close friends. I was a newcomer to the branch at that time, and upon arriving at her place, I was impressed by her generosity. Helen opened her home to me, even though it was quite compact, measuring less than 15 square meters, and the house was situated beside a creek. This small space was shared with her siblings and parents. Just imagine the sacrifice she had made for my comfort. It struck me that she could have easily chosen to let me find another arrangement, but instead, she went out of her way to offer me a place to rest. Her gesture was a heartfelt invitation that left a lasting impression. And the gospel reading today made me recall that experience. The Gospel of Luke invites us into the heartwarming scene of the shepherds visiting the newborn Jesus. We read the shepherds hurrying to Bethlehem, discovering the infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. As they marvel at this miraculous sight, they become witnesses to the fulfillment of the angel's proclamation of good news of great joy for all people. This passage invites us to reflect not only the simplicity of the setting, but also the profound significance of the event. Imagine the shepherds were the representatives of the ordinary and marginalized society, and God chose them to be the first witnesses. He chose them to reveal the birth of His Son. I could see that during that time, the shepherds may have had to travel far to witness the good news announced by the angel. The gospel said they didn't hesitate. Instead, they embraced the opportunity to witness the miracle of the incarnation. What do we learn from this? We learn the immediacy of responding to God's call in our lives. Moreover, the shepherds became heralds of the gospel. Their journey becomes a model for us to share the love and salvation we have encountered in Christ. The good news is not meant to be kept to ourselves, but it is to be shared with enthusiasm and conviction. Lastly, my brothers and sisters, notice the naming of the child on the eighth day. That is a significant moment according to Jewish tradition. The child is named Jesus, a name that carries the weight of salvation. Jesus means God saves. And in this act of naming, we witness the unfolding of God's redemptive plan. The very name of Jesus encapsulates the purpose of his earthly mission to bring salvation to humanity. I shared with you my unforgettable experience with Helen. Though I currently have no information about her now. I was only 17 when I encountered the goodness of Helen. I was invited to her home, to the stable that brought me good news, that of kindness, that of generosity. This new year, this solemnity of the Virgin Mary, we are invited to choose two things. We can choose to become shepherds or to become Helens. We can respond to the invitation to be heralds of good news, or we can become good news ourselves. Amen.